Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, Chinese regime still harvests organs on large scale. Hong Kong, Falun Gong practitioners deported, potential blacklist in place. Events in Brazil, remembering those who have died during the persecution of Falun Gong. Minghui report, 43 sentenced to prison in March 2019 for refusing to renounce their faith in Falun Gong. Feet amputated as a result of persecution of his faith, Heilongjiang man dies after 2 decades of suffering. And St. Petersburg, Russia, introducing Falun Gong at a trade fair and raising awareness of the persecution. Now for the stories.
U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. Chinese regime still harvests organs on large scale. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom called out China as one of the world's most egregious persecutors of religious faiths in its 2019 annual report. The report also states that the Chinese Communist Party is still harvesting organs from Falun Gong practitioners on a large scale. According to the report, due to the systematic and persistent serious violation of religious freedom by the CCP, China was once again listed as a country of particular concern for violation of religious freedom in 2019. This is the second consecutive decade in which China has been classified as a country of particular concern. The report documents a large number of records of the CCP's systematic, persistent, and serious violation of religious freedom in 2018. The report mentions that Jiang Zemin, former head of the CCP, launched the persecution of Falun Gong in 1999 and founded the 610 Office, an institution that is above the law and that is charged with eliminating Falun Gong. The report states that Falun Gong practitioners are arbitrarily detained, shocked with electric batons, and forced to become subjects of medical and psychological research. In 2018, the Chinese authorities continue to harass, detain, and intimidate Falun Gong practitioners because of their belief. It has been reported that many practitioners who were detained were beaten, subjected to mental abuse, endured sexual assault, forced to take unknown drugs, and deprived of sleep. According to information provided by Falun Gong practitioners, the CCP arrested and detained at least 931 practitioners in 2018. Last summer, several practitioners who sent messages calling for support for Falun Gong through social media or who passed out Falun Gong informational materials in public were arrested. The report discussed the CCP's claim that as of January 1, 2015, it had ended the practice of harvesting organs from prisoners, many of whom were believed to be Falun Gong practitioners. However, in 2018, human rights activists, medical professionals, and investigators provided more evidence that the CCP is still continuing the organ harvesting on a large scale. The report stated that last November, the Changshua Judicial Bureau in Hunan Province, China, barred 2 lawyers for 6 months because they defended Falun Gong practitioners.
Hong Kong, Falun Gong practitioners deported, potential blacklist in place. About 70 Falun Gong practitioners were deported from Hong Kong on April 26th and 27th on their way to take part in a march commemorating the 20th anniversary of the April 25th appeal. All of the travelers had legal travel documents to enter Hong Kong. Taiwan's Mainland Affairs Council issued a statement calling out the Hong Kong government's violation of human rights. April 25th, 1999 is a significant date for China and Falun Gong practitioners. On that day, approximately 10,000 Falun Gong practitioners traveled to Beijing to appeal to the Chinese Communist Party's leadership after practitioners in Tianjin were illegally arrested for standing up for their belief. The Tianjin practitioners were released following the peaceful appeal, but 3 months later, on July 20, 1999, then-leader Jiang Zemin launched a nationwide persecution campaign against Falun Gong that continues to this day. The practitioners from Taiwan had legal travel documents to enter Hong Kong and planned to join the march in commemoration of the 20th anniversary of the April 25th appeal in Hong Kong on April 27th. The deputy minister and spokesperson of the Mainland Affairs Council issued a statement calling out the Hong Kong government for treating Taiwan citizens rudely. The Affairs Council also sent an emergency rescue team to the airport in Taipei to provide assistance as needed. The spokesperson stated, "We regard freedom of speech and freedom of religion as basic human rights. We hope that the Hong Kong government can react rationally to and respect legal and peaceful expressions from citizens of Taiwan. The question is how the Hong Kong government obtained information about Taiwan citizens' travel plans and selectively blocked the entrance of all Falun Gong practitioners on the flight." The spokesperson expressed his concern and said the next step would be to investigate the invasion of Taiwan citizens' privacy. The chairman of the Falun Dafa Association of Taiwan said, "The Hong Kong government's infringement on practitioners' freedom of expression, speech, and travel was inappropriate and disrespectful."
Events in Brazil. Remembering those who have died during the persecution of Falun Gong. 20 years ago, on April 25, 1999, more than 10,000 practitioners went to Beijing to peacefully appeal the government's illegal arrest of dozens of practitioners in Tianjin. Unfortunately, the persecution was launched nationwide just 3 months later, on July 20, 1999, and many practitioners have since died as a result. Practitioners in St. Paul held a peaceful demonstration in front of the Chinese consulate on April 25, 2019, demanding that the Chinese regime immediately stop persecuting Falun Gong. Practitioners put up posters on Liberdade Square to raise public awareness of the persecution and to show the torture methods that practitioners have been subjected to for refusing to give up their faith. Practitioners in Salvador held a Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance international art exhibition in a historic building which used to be the Salvador City Hall and is now a popular tourist attraction. The paintings in the exhibition portrayed the practitioners who have suffered in the persecution while adamantly holding on to their faith. Falun Gong practitioners gathered in the business area of Brasilia on April 25, 2019, and put up posters to raise awareness of the ongoing persecution in China. They collected signatures for a petition calling on the Chinese regime to immediately end the persecution of Falun Gong. Practitioners also held a candlelight vigil in the city center of Brasilia in the evening. Many passers-by who were just getting off work were drawn to the activity. They accepted flyers and learned more about the persecution.
Minghui Report. 43 sentenced to prison in March 2019 for refusing to renounce their faith in Falun Gong. According to information compiled by the Minghui.org website, 43 Falun Gong practitioners were sentenced to prison by the Chinese Communist Party's court system in March 2019, bringing the total sentenced cases so far this year to 169. Since the CCP started persecuting the practice in July 1999, many practitioners have been subjected to arrest and detention, as well as imprisonment, torture, and even organ harvesting. 10 of the sentenced practitioners were over 65 years old, with the oldest being 73. The prosecution evidence against the sentenced practitioners was the practitioners' efforts to raise awareness about the persecution, including their telling people face-to-face about Falun Gong, distributing information about it, and posting information about the persecution on social media. The sentenced practitioners come from 16 provinces and municipalities in China, with the provinces of Shandong and Liaoning registering the most sentencing cases. The prison terms ranged from 7 months to 10 years, with an average of 3.5 years. Due to the CCP's information blockade, the number of Falun Gong practitioners who were sentenced cannot always be reported in a timely manner, nor is all the information readily available.
Feet amputated as a result of persecution of his faith. Heliong Jiangman dies after 2 decades of suffering. Mr. Wang Xinchun lost his feet at the age of 26 after being tortured for refusing to renounce his faith in Falun Gong, a spiritual and meditation discipline that has been persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime since 1999. Mr. Wang from Yuchun City, Heilongjiang Province, had been frequently harassed, arrested, and detained during the past 20 years for his faith, which took a toll on his health. He became unable to move the left side of his body in February 2019. Suddenly lost consciousness on April 23rd and passed away that day. He was 43 years old. Mr. Wang began practicing Falun Gong in 1998, when he was 22 years old. His pancreatic cancer and ascites disappeared 3 months later. After the communist regime ordered the persecution of Falun Gong in 1999, he went to Beijing to appeal, but was arrested and sent to a labor camp. Mr. Wang was distributing Falun Gong materials on January 8, 2002, when police closed in on him. He fell into a river while trying to escape. The weather was so cold that his feet froze. After arresting him, the officers soaked his frozen feet in hot water. He lost feeling in his feet and was unable to stand up. Upon returning home, the condition of his feet worsened, and 11 months later, both of his feet had to be amputated. He was arrested again on October 26, 2011, while talking to a local Falun Gong practitioner. A group of officers ransacked his home and intimidated his family. His father was terrified by the police brutality and became unable to speak or walk. He passed away 8 weeks later.
St. Petersburg, Russia, introducing Falun Gong at a trade fair and raising awareness of the persecution. Falun Gong practitioners participated in a 4-day summer trade fair in the St. Petersburg Sports and Concert Complex in mid-April 2019. They introduced Falun Gong and told people about the Chinese Communist regime's persecution of the practice. Passersby stopped at the Falun Gong booth and talked with practitioners. Visitor Natalia read the posters and then talked with a practitioner. She then decided to learn Falun Gong. Reflecting on the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of Falun Gong, former teacher Nina said, "Under the communist regime, we lived in the mud. We were divided into workers and rulers. There was no justice." The practitioners also held a rally in downtown St. Petersburg to raise awareness of the CCP's persecution. They set up posters and called on the public to help stop the CCP's state-sanctioned organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners. Pedestrians read the exhibition boards and raised many questions. They were appalled to hear about the CCP's harvesting of organs from living practitioners. Many of them were indignant and hoped it would stop as soon as possible. When a practitioner said that communist ideology was responsible for such a crime, many older people who had lived under communist control in the former Soviet Union understood. Many young people expressed their concern that justice should be upheld and signed a petition to protest the persecution. Alexander, a teacher, expressed his understanding and support for Falun Gong practitioners and took some information to share with his colleagues at school. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.